ربنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين نعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Alamati Hubbillahi Ta'ala, the chapter on the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person. When Allah Pak loves a person, what is the signs that Allah Pak shows? Walhathi ala takhalluqi biha, and encouraging, bringing and adopting these signs, wasa'i fi tahsiliha, and one person exerting and striving himself, so he can also bring the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. In other words, he's trying to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The height of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, tell the people that if they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what should they do? Or if they want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what should they do? They should follow me. In other words, if they follow my style, my sunnah, my way, my mannerisms, etc., then they will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing is they'll get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah Pak will forgive them their sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. So the first hadith we did yesterday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, in other words, it's a hadith Qudsi, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is saying that Allah Pak has said that that person that harbors enmity for my wali, for my friend, that person that is close for me, that person who harbors enmity and hatred for him, فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Allah is saying, I have declared war against such a person. Why? Because this person is my friend, my close companion, and now he's showing enmity, he's harboring hatred for him. I have declared war. We mention also that only one other time Allah Pak uses such an expression that I have declared war is when it comes to the matter of interest. When person is taking and receiving or spending and giving interest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, فَأَذَرُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Inform them of war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, the next part of the hadith, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ بِمَا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Pak said that there isn't anything that a person comes close to me because of more beloved to me than the faraz I have made upon him. In other words, this faraiz that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, this is the thing that brings a person closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned yesterday, sometimes a person thinks he's going for Hajj, he's going for Umrah, and on the way now he's leaving out the faraiz. He's missing his namaz. He says, well, I'm on the aeroplane now, I'm in the airport now, where are we going to read namaz? So he's leaving that out thinking that he's doing a nafil. But what this hadith is saying, that there isn't anything that brings a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is more beloved to Allah than those things that Allah has made faraz. So in other words, you're doing your faraiz, this is the thing that will bring you closest to Allah. It is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the next part of the hadith, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that my servant, my beloved servant, he becomes closer and closer to me with nafil. After the faraz, Allah is mentioning the nafil, that he becomes closer and closer to me by doing nawafil, حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ, until such a time comes that I start loving this person. And then, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, when I love him, then كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, I become the ears by which this person hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبُصِرُ بِهِ, I become the eyes by which this person sees. وَيَدَوُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. I become the hands by which this person clasps. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. And I become the feet by which this person walks. وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي أَعْطِيتُهُ. When he asks me, I will grant him. وَإِنْ إِسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. رواه البخاري. And when he seeks protection, he seeks refuge from me, I will grant him that protection, I will grant him that refuge. The explanation of this hadith very quickly is like how these eyes, how these ears, how these hands, how these feet, they assist a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to a person's assistance. One explanation. Another explanation is when this person becomes beloved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start protecting these things. He'll protect the eyes, he'll protect the ears, he'll protect the hands. Allah will protect this person's feet. And the third explanation is these things assist a person, they help a person. So quicker than these reflexes can help the person, Allah is ready to assist this person. So quickly, faster than his reflexes also can help him, Allah is there to assist him. Why? Because this person has now become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, idha ahabba Allah ta'ala al-abd, Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant, nada Jibreel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces and he tells Jibreel, he calls out to Jibreel that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such a person. Allah loves such a person. So you also love him. Now Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also starts loving that person. فَيُنَادِي فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he starts announcing in the skies, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا. Malaika, you also love that person. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. Then all the malaika, all the people that are settled in the skies, they start loving that person. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then this acceptance is placed for this person in the dunya. In other words, afterwards now, because he is accepted in the skies, people in the world start loving him. He gets qabooliyat in this world. So ulama explained from this particular hadith. Tomorrow we'll finish the second part of the hadith. There's some words that are slightly changed. But ulama explained from this beautiful hadith is that when a person becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it starts from top bottom. In other words, in the things of this world, when a person tries to become famous, or a person is famous, starts from the bottom in this world, going up, that famous, that popularity will last for a short while. But after a few years, you'll find that popularity will disappear. It will be gone. But that popularity and that fame that comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has bestowed somebody that fame, that popularity, that love. Then because this is coming from the top, ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ. This person gets accepted in the side of people. People just start loving that person. People throng to him. People frequent him. And that type of popularity lasts forever. In this dunya also and in akhirat also, that person of Allah Pak will give him popularity. Allah will give him that love. Why? Because it came from the top. So that's why ulama say a person wants this acceptance, then it should start from the top. He shouldn't try and market himself from the bottom. He shouldn't try and show the people how good he is and try and make himself famous. He shouldn't try. But he should correct his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once that connection is there, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah announces to him, and he announces to the malaika, and then the malaika starts loving him, and then the people of the world all start loving him. So from the top, right to the bottom, this person has got acceptance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also that acceptance, and grant us the tawfiq of doing those things that bring the muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try and come as early as possible for Jumu'ah Salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.